Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
Robert Fulton's steamboat is arguably the most important invention that spawned settlement and economic expansion in 19th century Louisiana. On a landscape lacking roads but braided with bayous and rivers, travel via water was the only efficient means of transportation. However, steamboats were not without hazards, as high-pressure steam boilers were analogous to kegs of dynamite. In the 30 years prior to the Civil War, several thousand lives were lost in steamboat calamities. The disaster of the Princess was a tragically typical example. In 1859, the Princess was one of the fastest and most luxurious crafts on the Mississippi River. Lavish meals were served in a great central hall, and surviving menus list such gourmet delicacies as broiled pompano and stuffed crabs. Her clientele were among society's elite in the lower Mississippi Valley as she ran weekly round trips from New Orleans to Vicksburg and back. When the Princess pulled up to the wharf in Baton Rouge on the morning of February 27, 1859, she was already late. The boat was loaded with passengers headed to New Orleans to celebrate Mardi Gras. More passengers boarded at Baton Rouge, including a number of politicians fresh from the state legislative session that had just ended early for the holiday. An estimated 400 people were on board when she pulled out into the current of the river. Second engineer Peter Hersey was reported to have declared that he would make it to New Orleans on time if he had to blow her up. As a portent of the looming catastrophe, the Mississippi River was veiled in a dense fog. The Princess was about 6 miles below Baton Rouge when a teenage boy watching the boat glide along from a distance noted, "A great column of white smoke suddenly went up from her and she burst into flames." The explosion was cataclysmic as all four huge boilers burst at once. Peter Hersey and many others died instantly in a blast of scalding steam. Concussion swept away the infrastructure and the staterooms and hurricane deck collapsed inwards. Fire broke out and began to consume the remains. Even amid the horrendous chaos, rescue efforts began immediately. The flaming hull drifted onto a shoreline sandbar and grounded. Intact crewmen and passengers dragged the injured up onto the sandbar. Slaves from the nearby cottage plantation were ordered to bring sheets and blankets. Barrels of flour were emptied on the ground and the terribly burned victims were rolled in it and placed in the shade. Men in skiffs from both riverbanks rescued people clinging to debris. There was no manifest to record the names of passengers aboard the Princess at the time of the disaster. The number of people killed instantly or who drowned or died as a result of their injuries was variously estimated from 70 to 200. Among those killed were two Louisiana state representatives. Human error, failure to maintain safe boiler pressure, was determined to be the cause of the tragedy, and a pall was cast over the 1859 Mardi Gras celebrations.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.